Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the time in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings, except we don't have any. Oh, that's right. I did try. I didn't vote on that. Yeah, 4-1 on that last, 4-0 on that last motion with the chairman not voting. I forgot I had abstained from that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, moving on to other business. Hunter's Walk MRRPC amended conditions on Route 1.
This request was deferred at the last meeting. It's a request to amend two conditions of the approval. The first request is to amend the condition requiring sidewalks on both sides of the streets. Project's been redesigned using green design best management practices. The applicants are still proposing sidewalks in front of all buildings and are also proposing walking trails as highlighted on the past revised site plan. They're also requesting the condition requiring the tennis court, the multi-purpose court, be eliminated. They conducted a market study and found there's not a demand for these courts, which would result in them barely being used. The applicants are willing to construct the community center and swimming pool within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit instead of the required 3. And I provide you a copy of the letter from the applicants and a larger copy of the revised site plan.
Well, Mr. Chairman, first I'd like to make a comment.
Okay.
This is what we originally were shown or given.
Mm-hmm.
This is a whole lot easier to look at than what we were given before. And I hope that in the future, that when we have similar requests for changes, that we have something that we don't need a magnifying lens to hunt for.
That wouldn't be the applicant's fault.
That was your fault?
My fault. I told him, but it being highlighted, I didn't think we needed a larger one.
I guess I'm going to put you on notice, Mr.
That shouldn't be the applicant's fault.
Okay. Well, that being said, I appreciate being given the bigger
ones. Mr. Abbott, you've just had an encounter with the old adage that no good deed goes unpunished. Trying to help the people out.
Well, Mr. Chairman, obviously one of the things that jumped out at me when I looked at this, besides the plan being obviously somewhat different from what we originally had voted on way back when, although it hasn't gone to final and there certainly can be changes. But the one glaring thing that stands out for me when they're talking about reducing or eliminating sidewalks was there on the original set of plans that we have that we were given, they provided sidewalks on the winding road that was to lead up to wherever the school bus shelter might be. In this case, the winding road has no sidewalks. It's not a matter of being on one side or another side, but they eliminated them on both sides. And that's of grave concern to me, given the number of units that would be here and given that there might be a possibility of somewhere, and there's 144 units, that there might be a child or two that needs a walk to a school bus. So I, for one, am not prepared to grant my approval to this, although I am in agreement with parts of their proposal here in terms of not having sidewalks where there's not any pedestrian traffic. I don't have a problem with that portion surrounding some of the parking areas. But when we talk about sidewalks, one of the primary purposes of a sidewalk is pedestrian safety, and this does not provide for that. In terms of the change in the plan, I mean, certainly that's within their request. The other concern I had was, in looking at this is marked as a final site plan. Whether that's an error on their part, but I'm assuming we're not approving this as a final, but more of a vote as to whether we would consider or reconsider some of those conditions.
The issue is just the amended condition, not the approval.
Not the approval of the project as a final, correct?
Right. Okay. Yes, it wasn't noticed as that.
I also have, as I pointed out in the last meeting, there was a couple of areas where I felt perhaps the sidewalk was appropriate, but at this point, without sidewalks that would be leading to the highway, I'm not prepared to vote on it unless they want to resubmit something that's going to show that. I also have not had a chance to.
Would you permit the proposal to be amended, see?
Oh.
Is there someone here representing the application?
I would be happy to hear from the applicant.
I believe that's Mr. Gordy, but.
Ben Gordy with Ocean Atlantic Management. Yeah, our request is basically just for the amended condition, so we would come back with a final site plan. I understand your concerns about the sidewalks on the access to King, access road to King's Highway.
It's the school bus shelter.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't aware that those sidewalks were removed, so if that's the issue in the, when we resubmit the final site plan, I'll make sure they're added there on both sides of that street.
Well, that's the burning issue for me, because it's not just for the kids, but, you know, more and more people are walking to areas, and in this case, it may be a matter of folks walking to some of the office buildings that may be constructed in the adjoining property, as well as walking to the banks and some of the other facilities that are nearby, because, you know, there's a lot of folks that do enjoy that. So, like I said, I'm okay with the parts inside where you're showing the buildings and the parking lots, but I would not be okay with removing the sidewalks leading, you know, to the project.
You could incorporate that in a motion.
I'm also curious about who conducted your market study about the tennis courts and the paved multi-sport courts.
It was Robert Charles Lesser and Company. They're one of the, they may be the largest kind of market research company out there. But yeah, we had one done, and their recommendation were a pool, fitness center, business center, and club room. So with the exception of the pool, everything else would be incorporated in the clubhouse at June on there.
So which retirement home did they survey?
I'm not sure exactly which what they did, but it was a national survey. And we also did an internal one at another project, which located within the town of Milton. We sent a survey out to the 42 existing residents there and asked what they wanted in an amenity area, and out of all those, we got like 86% was the clubhouse, 95% was a pool, and only 5% was the tennis court. And you know, this is people that have already purchased, so we can't increase the price of their home to make up for that cost of the tennis courts.
Okay. Well, I mean, even though paved multi-sport courts are dear to my heart, I'm not hung up on that at all. I mean,
and we would,
that's something that you as a developer would be having to present to a potential buyer. So.
Yeah, and if it comes down to it down the road, if we sell a lot of these units and people want other amenities that we're not offering, we'll listen to their concerns and possibly add that. We just don't want to be mandated to do that.
But is this the basic layout that you're looking to develop? Is that what
yes.
I understand? So you reduced it from 9 buildings to 8 buildings?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's all the same. There were two different types of buildings in the original plan. Now it's just one type.
Right. It appears you probably wind up with some additional open space here next to the golf course as well.
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
And I noticed that, you know, I went back and reviewed the conditions that were approved by council, and so there is access that would be, I see there's obviously access for the residents where they could have access to the golf course that's adjoining, because that was one of the conditions that was imposed. So any other comments from
the winding road here, I just want to make sure I'm clear I understood. You're proposing a sidewalk on one side of that to connect the two phases?
I guess it's not shown on that plan, but yeah, it was our intention to have a sidewalk there.
On one side? Looks as if the side where the sanitary pump station is, you've got a wooden guardrail, and the pump station itself, it may be difficult to get a sidewalk on that side. So if I'm reading this right, it would be on this south side of the winding road. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's all. I wanted to make sure I understood. Thank you.
You know, I believe Mr. Ross, in the beginning, they did propose one on both sides, but you know, as long as we have some means of safe pedestrian travel, given that it's not linked to the buildings, but it's linked to the whole project, I'm okay with a sidewalk on the one side. And I appreciate how you pointed it out. That would be a more appropriate setting on the south side of, or east side or whatever side of that.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, if I may. Mr. Cordier, are you planning it all the way down that winding road or to the property line of the, that divides the CR, the commercial from the residential?
I think we would be okay with going all the way down. So it would be part of the sidewalk would be incorporated in phase one, but obviously whenever this road's built, we would put the sidewalk in.
Phase one to already record it?
Yes.
Does it show sidewalks in phase one?
I believe it does. I have to check and see.
Just matter, it didn't show in this drawing or something.
Connect.
We asked for a copy of the recorded plot, but we can't get it till tomorrow, so we had, just asked for it late today.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? Would you be receptive, because your parking or your sidewalks don't interconnect with your trails in a couple places? For example, you're showing a double line next to building, from buildings at D, your building G, towards King's Highway. There's a double line for some reason. Could that be a sidewalk interconnecting with the trail? That way you pull every, all the spaces on that side to connect.
Connecting building F to building G.
Yeah, basically you connect those with a sidewalk.
Right, that was one of the areas that I had raised a concern at the last meeting as well, Mr. Light.
The other suggestion would be if they've got some, appears to be striping or landscape islands, I'm not sure what their intent is, that they stripe and do interconnection with the sidewalk from the building across the parking area. One at the corner between F and A. And one from G to the area between B and C, and then one from the trail over to D or E, so there'd be an interconnection. There would just be a striping to show pedestrian access. That would clean up that one part. You wouldn't have to have sidewalk near the dumpster that way. It would just be along that one, just crosswalks. Crosswalks, remember, little paints. Just a little paint, what do you think?
Yeah, we're fine with making that change.
So you're okay with the sidewalk from building F to G, and the sidewalk that would lead on one side of the street leading out to the highway?
Yes, and one other thing that's not shown on here, which we already planned on doing, is where the walking trail connects to the pool. We are going to have that go up so you can actually make it to the in front of the clubhouse. Just when the pool is not open, you can actually use that walking trail to reach the clubhouse, and I guess the front of the project, and to get on the sidewalk. And
makes a lot of sense. Stuff.
Yeah.
So, what do we need in the form of a motion, or do we need a motion, or do we have an understanding, or?
Well, there's the condition. So you're okay with the conditions to change the amenities?
Yes.
Okay. So I think the motion would be to, was it the preliminary site plan, I guess, amend the preliminary site plan to allow, to show sidewalks along with
Crossbow Drive.
Crossbow Drive on one side, plus I think we have an understanding where those sidewalks are going to go in the other places in the crosswalks. Now, so it'd be a motion to amend the preliminary site plan to require a sidewalk on one side of Crossbow Drive, and
as indicated on the preliminary.
Yeah, as indicated on the preliminary. And to modify the conditions of approval to delete the condition requiring a tennis court and a multi-purpose court, and instead construct the community center and swimming pool within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit instead of 3 years as required by the approved conditions.
But it's also the addition of that, the sidewalk from F to G, right?
Well, I mean, we can include that in the motion. I think we all have an understanding of that, that we're going to need to see that on the final site plan. You know, I mean, because that's more of a site plan issue than, you know, an ordinance issue, it seems to me.
Well, it would have to be shown on our barring two now.
Yeah.
At the gate of one, it's got to be shown, so.
Oh, on here, yeah, yeah. Do you want me to restate all that?
I think you, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, all right, well, then you got to.
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the amended conditions in accordance with the stipulations stated in the motion for Hunter's Walk and Route 1. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.